This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Good Wednesday morning to all you Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be listening to the show with the free Odyssey app. We do appreciate that. We're the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, The Fan in Richmond. 910 The Fan in Richmond, that is, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very easy. You go to CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you would find me on the Twitters, at CakesFlops on Instagram. Thank you for the follows. If not, go follow today. Eric Bickle is sitting right here.
Buddy.
He's right there.
I'm actually on tilt, but right I'll tell there. You why later.
Right there. He's on a little bit of life tilt.
I'm on tilt.
So he'll explain that later. Jason Bishop is with us.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
What's up?
And there's an empty seat diagonal from me, JP caught in traffic. So he's a bit tardy this morning. There we go.
He said multiple accidents, whatever road he was on.
I don't know, probably. He has to come down that 270 corridor, right? So
believe so, yes. That's his path
probably,
to work.
Probably screws him. I woke up this morning and I was going to get my Coke Zero or whatever, because I'm just so sick of coffee right now. Oh my God. And I even brought the wrong one. I'm so tilted.
Yeah, you got Pepsi. You got full sugar
supposed
Pepsi
to get
right
the Pepsi
there.
Zero. I got the regular Pepsi. Oh yeah. Wow. So much for fasting today. Two of my credit cards are missing.
Trouble.
And I know what it is, just because my wallet's so loose, they just fell out. So I got to check. Hopefully it fell out in my car.
Let me see the wallet. This wallet looks like it definitely this wallet needs replacing.
I just don't feel like dealing with it.
Look at the top of the wallet. Look at this.
Yeah,
this
whatever.
It's so tattered.
I mean, look, you are a Marshalls and TJ Maxx mark.
Yeah.
They
specialize.
I know.
So many wallets.
In fact, I think I have a couple new ones in my closet.
And overnight bags.
It's just a matter of switching.
They got so many of those accessories that you don't need to walk around with your wallet looking like this.
I know.
You need to slim that down too, Eric.
That's a fat boy wallet.
You got to do some wallet inventory about what's necessary, what's unnecessary in there.
Well, the guy that invited us to waste management, I saved his card, although we never called him.
When was that?
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for you to follow up.
I didn't.
Go to the waste.
We got some cards here from our Circa guy, but I don't even know if there's anything on this thing anymore. You know what? I'll just get rid of him.
Matt Carlin.
Maryland Live.
Hey, give me that card. I'd take that open road.
You have a Maryland Live like rewards card?
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going there.
When's the last time you were there? When's the last time you stepped foot on the premises?
Table manners?
Maybe.
That might be.
That has to be. I don't even know how many years ago.
Squirrel goes there to gamble. I don't go there to gamble. I got my BMW contact.
You got so much in that wallet.
Got my golfdom guy. You got another AAA card.
You got all kinds of people in there.
That should be your project over the next day or two. Just go to Marshall's, get a new wallet, and then just thin it all out.
See, this is why I know my credit cards will never fall out. Because that's my wallet.
That's equally as embarrassing. That's maybe more.
I think yours is worse.
You know what? Never lose anything.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but it's held together by a pink rubber band.
It's a broccoli band. These. Those things are tight.
You can see if there's anything on it. It could be zero. It could be $10.
What are they again?
It's for open road.
Oh, I'm sized. Beyond sized.
Okay, but there may not be. I'm sure it's not a gold mine.
Probably not, but there could be a few drinks on there.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been to open road, so you haven't used it.
No, but I've been to Circa before several times in the last couple years.
So you use that one? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I got them.
I know.
You can have them.
I'm sized.
But it is an issue if stuff is just falling out of your wallet. Like, because it could just fall out, like, out on the street somewhere. Like,
so last night, here's where it could have happened. This could really screw me. So last night, so we leave for Atlanta early tomorrow. Mm-hmm. For some reason, my wife booked a 6:25 flight.
Okay.
Okay.
That means you need to be at the airport at like 4:30, 4:45.
I'd say 5. Maybe.
Domestic flight a little earlier.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
So last night, though, the practice goes till 8:15. They had a team meeting until almost 9 p.m.
A 40-minute team meeting?
They're not messing around. That coach is not messing around.
Where they have the parents waiting, there's like a waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laid down on a couch. And I'm wondering if they fell out of my wallet while I was laying down.
So you laid down with the wallet in your side? Like
in my... In here. Like, I don't know.
Like in a hoodie pouch?
What else should I have?
A hoodie front pouch?
Or I went to a spot and I didn't even use my credit card where I went.
Yeah, you better find those or somebody else is going to pick them up and start using them.
The thing is, it's the day before you travel. First of all, losing your credit card is a pain in the ass when you have to replenish it because it changes everything.
It stinks.
Yeah. It sucks. I have a sneaky suspicion I will find them, but I just got to figure out where they are.
Well, you got to lock them first.
I would look in my car.
I would cancel them. They'll send you another one in a week.
So many times.
No, you just open your phone. You lock it for 30 seconds. And if you find it, you unlock it.
I'd have to call them. I think it's somewhere.
See, that would be if you have like the app for your credit card, like on your phone.
Doesn't have a bank app on his phone?
I don't know.
I don't do banking on my phone. I mean, I do. It's a United card, so I have a United app. Mm. Yeah. You do banking on your phone?
Of course.
I've elevated to banking on my phone. Like if I somehow get a paper check, I just take a picture of it.
You know what I did?
In the account.
Don't do that. Do that.
No, this is what I did.
You like going to the bank, I know.
Well, not for our paychecks. I mean, that's automatic.
But you like making trips into the bank.
If I get a check delivered to me in the mail, yes, I go to drive to the bank,
right.
Sign it, deposit.
You understand that you could get rid of that step. You could take all that.
Taking the picture? I know. I don't want to do it. No.
If I do that, I give it to my wife.
I mean, the bank is like 2 miles from the house.
Well, I pulled a lurch. I actually went to an ATM last night.
Really?
I haven't done
that in years.
$3 bills in my wallet.
Okay.
Which is not unusual for me.
And what did you need cash for?
Well, I was going to a place where I was going to tip the guy.
Okay, you need cash to tip.
I wanted to have a little cash, and I had three ones.
Yeah, it's just
so
not enough.
I haven't been to an ATM in maybe like 2 years. So, but that was a different card.
Are you missing that card too?
No, I have that
one. Okay, that
one's
good.
But I bet when I opened up fumbling around for that one, the other two fell out.
Probably right.
That's exactly what happened.
It's probably the case. You're retracing your steps.
I went to a drive-through ATM, probably not far from where you live. It's a big bank, but.
I think I know it.
Yeah.
I think I know your bank.
Yeah. So.
But why are you sweating it? Why don't you just cancel the cards?
Well, at first I should look.
They'll send you.
Don't you think I should look? I'm just going to look during the next commercial break.
Oh.
Yeah, go look in your car, right. See if you can try
but
to
then if you don't, if they're
if
not in the car.
If someone buys a new car on my card, I mean, I'm just going to cancel it. Yeah. Yeah, dispute it. It doesn't
still
really
pain,
matter.
It's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll send you a new one in like 3 days.
All right, but I need all my cards.
You need some
you don't have another credit
trip.
Card?
No, I do. I get several.
Yeah, of course, there you go.
But it's just, it makes it complicated.
Well.
Avril Lavigne.
Don't be a Donkey Kong.
It's a hit, by the way. I like to keep it to 2 credit cards maximum. 2. Any more than 2 starts getting
so
just things start getting out of control.
Well, I have a Southwest. Mm-hmm. I have a debit card.
Big airline guy.
I have a United. Yeah, 2. Well, we got Southwest because originally when Steven committed to go to Bellarmine in Kentucky, Southwest is like a 45-minute flight.
Yeah.
Right there to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would get my Southwest miles.
Sure.
But we just keep using it for whenever we need it. And then my main go-to is my United card.
Yeah. Need it. Need to find it.
Need it.
Yeah, I need it desperately.
I need it, Cakes.
By the way, if you're watching on Monumental, the studio got a bit of a glow up early this morning as Matt and Matt came in here and hung the Ovi Great Chase goal tracker, courtesy of the Washington Capitals. We now have a digital readout on how many goals left until Ovi breaks Gretzky's record.
That looks awesome. Specifically for the Junks?
There was only a few made, and we were one of the few selected for it.
Yeah, wow. So thank you, Washington Capitals. That's very cool. Very cool addition to the studio.
So, other radio shows got it? Or do we got it because we're on TV?
I don't know
if
radio shows. I don't know. Maybe NBC got one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Doug Kammerer got one.
I'll tweet a pic of that.
It's very cool. Yeah, we have like nice. An Ovi shrine now right above BB's head.
Yeah, take a picture of that and be like, a new addition. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to spread the word.
Leontis is responsible for that, for us getting that?
Well, I don't know.
Ultimately.
Ted or Zach or...
That's what I mean, Zach, not Ted.
Maybe.
Right.
No, I mean, I don't know who did it. I talked to Megan from their community department.
Okay, great.
The only thing that's tilting to me, and there's probably nothing you can do it given the camera, is it's not centered.
Well, I mean...
Oh, my. It looks great.
It's not centered to this?
To the pegboard.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
Well, because it looks great.
I said because of the camera.
It actually looks better. I think it looks better that way. It overflows.
You knew he was going to complain about that.
Oh, my God. I mean, the thing is awesome.
The guy's butt anal.
Yeah.
Well, you don't try and center things? Well, in your house, your paintings, you don't try
actually,
and center them?
We have some things where they're like intentionally off.
Yeah, but they're intentionally.
I'll take a dollar from anyone right here that at some point during the Ovi streak, JP's going to try and move it to the center.
The first commercial break, he's going to see.
No, because the camera.
You can see that's going to affect the camera.
Especially because JP's staring at it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's going to eat away at his soul.
Mm. It actually is centered because the camera is also part of the whole ensemble.
You know what? It looks great. Thank you guys for putting it up. Not going to nitpick it.
And I know that you move the figurine, the bobblehead each time,
yeah.
But that's hard to see. Here we have the visual tracker nicely done. Just make sure you got batteries.
And I'm glad you don't have that cereal box to fall on my head anymore when I get up.
Yeah, that could have killed you.
Yeah, now Ovi will just fall on you when you hit that.
I can handle that.
Yeah, it's very delicate. Be careful.
Hey, that is kind of Final Destination-ish. That big thing could fall on EB's head and kill him.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's a new one.
I know. I saw the trailer.
Out.
That's why I thought of it.
By the way,
is this valuable? This might be valuable.
I mean, I'm sure it's worth something.
I mean, because this is a cool one. Like, this is as cool as it gets.
It's a very cool bobblehead.
The Lovi tracker?
Yeah.
If that thing disappears in the next day or so,
you'll know.
Don't look at me. If it shows up on Facebook Marketplace. No, not me.
Jason asked me recently via text what was in a box that we received.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I was like, there's nothing really that good. And he was like, ugh.
He was disappointed.
Did you still end up hawking it?
No, my wife put it on Facebook and
no bids.
So she didn't open the numbers. So she doesn't know what's in it.
Yeah.
And people are asking what's in it. She said, you just got to find out. She posted it for $50.
A mystery box.
It's a mystery box.
It's a mystery box. Now, wasn't there a gift card in last year's?
I don't even know what box.
I can tell you. I know there's no gift card in there.
Well, we're not going to get it.
You're wrong. There actually is. It's for. Do you want me to spill the beans?
Yeah, yeah.
It's for concessions.
For how much?
$50.
Oh, wow.
Like if you go to a game. $50.
We're
going to
post it for $75. I guarantee. I'm just going to tell my wife. I'm going to tell my wife there's a gift card in it.
Well, let me see. I might have it in my overflowing wallet. Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Woo-hoo. You want to give it to me?
No. It's wow. For old Johnny Flay.
Oh, that thing's going to get credit cards in there, do you?
No, I don't have your credit cards. I do not.
That box is getting sold today.
I do have a Mega Millions and a Powerball ticket because the jackpots are getting swole. It's my life. One of my many life leaks. These things happen. All right, lots to get to on a Wednesday show here on the Junks. Spencer Carberry is going to join us at a different time than usual because the Caps are on the road after last night's overtime loss to the Jets. We'll talk to him coming up at 8:45. When we come back, we'll talk about the Kevin Willard interview that was scheduled that didn't happen here. It actually happened somewhere else. We'll get into that as the Terps get ready for the Sweet 16 on Thursday. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
So
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was driving around yesterday, and I put on our pal Kevin Sheehan for a moment. And who did I hear on the Kevin Sheehan show? Scheduled to join the Junkies at 9:45 was Kevin Willard, the head coach at the University of Maryland. And he wasn't able to call into the show. I listened to Sheehan's show, and I hear he overslept. Which is understandable. He's on the West Coast.
It's on the West Coast time. I kind of get it.
Yep. He was supposed to be on our show at 6:40 West Coast time.
Yes. Correct.
He even kind of alluded to some of the noise that was out there. And I don't know if you saw on social media, once he went on Sheehan's show, there were people throwing out theories. Oh, he doesn't want to be on the Junkies. That's not the case. They scheduled the interview. Kevin Sheehan
that did come to my mind, by the way, that he heard about us talking about him going to Villanova, so he didn't want to even entertain those questions. So that came to my mind.
But he kind of did entertain those questions. Yeah. Sheehan asked him whether or not he was staying at the University of Maryland. Here's what Coach Kevin Willard said yesterday.
So are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that, are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. He's actually the first guy that's come up to me. One of my issues is I just didn't have a great
tell everybody who Brian is.
Brian's it's the CEO. I'm not sure what his title is. He's in the athletic department, and he's way up there. There's a lot of people up there. Jeff.
Okay, just so everybody knows. Yeah.
But he's been great. He's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome. He has put a lot of what I've felt over the last 3 years about the program. I think he's finally starting to understand where I want this program to go. And that's all that matters to me. I want this, what Lefty did, what Gary did, what Mark did, what I want to try to do is elevate this program to the best. It's what our fans want. It's what my donors want. They talk about it all the time. It's what I want. It's what my expectations are. And when you're at a place like Maryland, there's just certain things that need to be done to be at the top of college basketball. And I can tell you that I don't know if Brian's trying to get the AD job, but Brian has been phenomenal.
What'd you make of how he prefaced his answer?
Well, I mean, when he first said, as of right now,
yes.
And then Kevin followed up with him and then he said, then he solidified it more.
Yeah.
But look, until there's something signed and there's a press conference announcing
anything can happen.
An extension, we don't know.
But I think he said that because he's still working out all the semantics
and
the numbers of maybe not his contract, but what is going to be eligible for the Maryland program.
Which he's been stressing since he had that press conference before the game against Grand Canyon.
I was told yesterday that he was given about, under Evans, he was given about $3 to $3.5 million for basketball.
Okay.
And he wants about $7 to $7.5 million.
And the big bump.
And the president of the university, Daryl Pines, is going to be more involved in terms of that, because right now there's no acting athletic director.
Which makes sense. He's the president of the university, and until somebody else is hired as the AD, right, he can step in.
And Pines is a big sports fan, so I think he's going to get a significant bump in what is eligible for the basketball program,
right,
as opposed to what it was when Evans was there.
I just put up our Surfside poll of the day. Our poll's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. We're talking zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. It's delicious. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the question is simply, do you believe Kevin Willard will stay when he says, as of right now? You can vote at Junks Radio. I wanted to note, and we have another clip we're going to play of Willard on with Kevin Sheen yesterday. One thing which jumped out to me, which he talked about a little bit later, he was already working the portal on Monday. So they advance to the Sweet 16. Transfer portal opens up. He's working the phones on Monday. And he said, some of these guys, there's no recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
They just give you a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the figures, he said, some of them go
big.
1.2 million.
Right.
I got 1.2 million from here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have 1.4?
You want to match it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bidding war amongst these schools. And you can understand why Kevin Willard was going to Damon Evans and now to Daryl Pines. And he's saying, if we want to compete for national titles,
we need this number.
We can't have just 3 or 3.5 million. That number's got to
go up.
Is Celton Miguel making $1 million?
Well, for some of those bombs,
he might have been worth it in hindsight.
In the last game, he might be worth whatever they're paying him, and then some.
Well, some of these kids, the premier kids, like the kid in New Mexico who went to the portal, are asking for $2 to $3 million.
Right. Mm.
Yep.
Well, and think about it. The Yale kid, Danny, whatever his name is, got $1 million.
Danny Wolf.
The kid that went to Michigan. Right. He got $1 million.
Wolf. Yeah, it's crazy.
Freaking Yale.
But how much did Hunter Dickinson get?
What they said, too.
Like,
I mean, you never really know, because you just hear what's out there on social media and what's being reported, but it was significant.
Wow.
The problem is if Willard's saying, we're only getting like $3 million a year for our budget, and I need $7.5 million if I'm trying to make this into a blue chip,
right,
top tier program. Well, the problem is that there's no cap on these kids and what they're asking for. Because $2 to $3 million for a premier player this year, all of a sudden is going to go to $3 to $5 million next year.
It's going to keep skyrocketing.
And if Maryland's war chest doesn't keep increasing as the price per player does,
of course,
then all of a sudden we're going to be in the same cycle again.
Yeah. There's no cap on what they can ask for, but there's a cap of what the school can pay. So if the school can only pay $21 to $22 million, then that's all they have to pay their athletes. So.
Yeah, but then they can get endorsements on top of that.
Okay, that's totally different. That's not what the school can pay.
No, but the school can offer and say, hey, we got a great deal with Under Armour. We have Kevin Plank.
All right, that would have to come from an outside source, yeah.
Exactly.
But
you can package
the total number is still going to be the majority of football. But that's why some of these basketball-only schools, like Xavier, is going to be more attracted to a lot of the players, because that school doesn't have a bunch of money to spend on football.
Well,
now, it doesn't mean they're going to spend $20 million on basketball, but they've got more money to spend on basketball.
I missed the beginning. By the way, I did find my credit cards. Soccer. They fell out of my car.
Nice.
But then I couldn't get back in because I left my wallet in here because I didn't feel like carrying
it. How'd you get back in?
I had to go through. By the way, there's someone down there that works that has no understanding of elevators. This person thinks if you get in an elevator, you're going to magically appear in like another elevator shaft.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
That's funny.
I'm sure you talked about the Willard stuff at the beginning. I wouldn't be shocked, though. In fact, if it was me, I think I would go to Villanova. You're just going to get more access to the money. The football doesn't matter there. You're not replacing a legend.
I don't know what the numbers would be. I don't know what the numbers would be, because
Well, match anything Maryland gives
but,
them.
But
I
these
think.
But these coaches have to announce ASAP because the portal is open.
The next day or so.
I was told he's working on a contract in San Francisco by someone who was in San Francisco with him, right. And they want to have the deal done by Thursday.
Like I said, when he told Sheehan that he overslept, it made me think because he said he was already working the portal. Mm-hmm. The guy is just busy exhausted.
Yeah.
He talks about what needs to change moving forward.
I'm curious to some of the specifics you mentioned, but were they the biggies? Like right now, the top two or three things that you really need to make Maryland what you want Maryland to be and what people like me want Maryland to be, the ability to compete at the highest levels of the sport, what are those things?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, obviously we're you know, the fans don't really understand this, but we're entering into a whole new era of profit sharing, of literally schools paying players. You know, I think the Big Ten, the SEC have done a good job of trying to move away from collectives and donors paying to schools paying. And, you know, with a football program, with a really good women's program, with a phenomenal lacrosse soccer program, you know, I don't want to take away from those programs, but at the same time, in men's basketball, you know, there's schools out there that are going to be able to do things that we can't do. So, I don't want someone telling me, especially since I don't have an athletic director, I don't want someone telling me that we're going to do it. I want to put in my contract. I don't want people making decisions about my program who aren't involved in my program that make decisions that affect my staff's life, my life, but doesn't affect their life. So those are big ones for me because, you know, I live it, breathe it every single day. And again, you know, I want this place to be the best. As you know, this fan base expects that. But it, you know, to be perfectly honest, it hasn't been treated that way for a long time. And my goal is to get it there.
I voted on our poll. I believe he's going to stay at Maryland, and everything he said was forward-looking to make Maryland the best program possible.
Yeah, and from what it sounds like, and it's smart, he wants it all in the contract. He doesn't want it to be with somebody who's not going to be there in 6 months or a year. Like, he wants it all documented, signed, legal document. Like, he doesn't want to just have a handshake deal with somebody, and I can't blame him for that.
No, so that's what he wants. He wants a guaranteed number that's going to be directly towards the basketball program.
Makes
and not,
sense.
And not something word of mouth where they can backtrack and take it back. But I think that's what they're working on. So I would not be surprised if that deal is announced today.
But I don't know why I would even bother. Just go to Villanova. They'll pay you more.
Why are you so ready to kick him out the door?
How do you know they'll pay him more?
I would guess.
Maybe he actually good likes match. Being at Maryland.
Possible.
He's been here for 3 years. He doesn't want to just punt it. And if he gets a deal that he wants,
it's possible.
He would
but
stay.
I'm just looking at it from their perspective. Like, basketball's number one. There's nothing like going to a place where basketball's number one.
Maryland should have basketball number one. They've tried to lift the football
things.
Team so many times. Yeah. And outside of the fridge era, there hasn't been much glory.
Yeah.
These schools have to announce. They got to go out and get their guys, like, in the next 20 minutes.
Because well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is Villanova not hiring anybody? They're obviously still talking to people.
Well, they were in on Patino Jr., and they're in on Porter Moser, and they're now the Patino Jr. is off the grid. Maybe Moser's announced today, or maybe whoever else is on their list is announced today.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't wait. Maybe Chris Collins goes. I mean, you got to make a decision because all these players are making their decisions before you have a coach.
None of them are pulling an Aaron Rodgers and just waiting?
No. Who? The players?
The transfer portal players.
Oh, I mean, they don't all sign on the first day, but yeah. I mean, a lot of them agree to numbers because it's like NFL free agency. The big number guys are going to be plucked quick.
It's crazy. It's crazy
it's
how much it's changed.
Yep.
It's like I said, I mean, it struck me.
Annoying,
it struck me. I thought he was going to play the clip when Willard said, yeah, he's like, you call somebody and they say, I got 1.2. Can you give me 1.4?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Of course. Well,
and there's no real, that's why there's no real pitch like, hey, we have a beautiful campus.
Yeah, there's none of that. Those days are done.
We've got a great arena. we're on Practice Big Ten. Facility. We're on the Big Ten, it's Big Ten Network. We're on ESPN a few times a year. There's none of that. It's just a number.
It's bottom line driven. That's all that matters.
It's truly sad.
Kind of.
Well,
sad.
That's where we are now.
It's not good going for back them. Anytime I'm glad soon. For these kids to cash in a little bit. I think it's great.
The good players are cashing a lot.
Yeah, but you know, not gonna last you the rest of your life. You got to be really smart with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start acting like you're freaking, LeBron.
They better know.
Right, but let's say you're.
They better know they got to pay taxes on it.
Let's say you're a guy who's not likely to make it to the NBA. Maybe being, an overseas player for a little while, and by the time you're 30, you're going to be a financial analyst. Helps to start your life with $1 million in the bank.
It's a good start, but I'm just afraid they're going to blow.
Could you imagine when you graduated if you had $1 million and you just left it in?
No.
If you just left it in, what do they call it? Like just the Dow Jones.
Yeah, most people don't just leave it in.
Yes.
Or everybody spends
just on it. Most of it in a savings account that's making 4%.
A lot of these kids that can't wait to help their parents out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Loxley doesn't seem that happy.
What is it? What's
yeah,
going
Loxley,
on?
Yeah, Loxley.
Did he issue a statement or something?
Well, he
was asked about it.
Yeah.
You can maybe read the statement, but he said, number one, he thinks it should have been behind closed doors. Like,
we have audio.
I wanted to ask you about Coach Willard's comments over the weekend, talking about kind of the revenue share and with Damon leaving, obviously. Did you see them and what were your thoughts on them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm an old school DC guy. Family business is family business. So, I have no comment on any of those things. I mean, it doesn't pertain to my business. It doesn't pertain to what I need to do. As I've stated, since I've been here, I've gotten the resources that I've needed to build a foundation. I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
That's him just saying, I'm staying out of this. I've got my thing going on here. He can do his own thing over there.
Yeah, but I could see it's going to be a turf war. He's sure. Like, oh, they're going to give him more. That's going to take away from me.
They're battling for a percentage of the pie.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the best of friends, Willard and Loxley. And then sounds like they kind of coexist with each other.
And then, by the way,
there's competition.
And then, by the way,
they're fighting for resources.
The lacrosse coach, the soccer coach, and the field hockey, they're all grasping for scraps.
They just have to get the crumbs to fall off the table.
Yeah.
Like, that's
what
happens.
They might get a few hundred thousand. They're not getting what the football and basketball.
I mean, they're the non-revenue producing sports.
I think the only way Willard doesn't sign today is if Pine says, all right, I can't give you that much.
Right.
I can only give you 5. And he might say, all right, well, Villanova's going to give me 7.
Right. Might be packing my bags.
But that's not what I was told.
Right.
I was told he was doing the contract as we speak in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I believe that. But you know what else sometimes people do? They do, we're also working a contract with Villanova.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back channels. Saying?
And we've also seen
both
people.
Sides. Yeah.
We've also seen people do press conferences announcing they're with a new team and go, I mean, it's only happened a couple times.
There's no doubt he's talking to Maryland. But there's a question as to whether or not is he still talking to Villanova?
Is he game planning for Florida?
Well, let's hope that's first and foremost.
He better be. He better get up soon.
I'd like to see his agent's recent phone call log. See if some of those are going to the Philadelphia area.
Are there other? What other schools have? Big schools have openings. Are there any?
I mean, Patino's going to Xavier, so that one's...
Well, Villanova, yeah. I mean, Villanova.
Sean Miller went to Texas.
It's a trickle-down because if, let's just say, Chris Collins leaves Northwestern and goes to Villanova. All right, mm-hmm. Well, Northwestern has an opening.
Right.
Let's just say Porter Moser goes to Villanova. All right, well, Oklahoma has an opening. Let's just say Willard goes to Villanova. Okay, Maryland has an opening. It's just a trickle-down.
Kevin Willard can't leave Maryland to go to Northwestern. If that were the way
that's not a
that's
thing.
Just a that's too,
no, no,
that's
not
too big of a step down.
And that, again, for all the
he ain't going Northwestern.
Again, for all the donks online, and Jeff Ehrman took a beating. Did you see it online?
Why?
Well, I saw that.
So Jeff Ehrman just simply tweeted, Willard was supposed to be on the Junkies at 9:40.
He no-showed. Yeah.
And then he was just getting attacked. It's kind of like when we get attacked by the HTTR crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He was just getting attacked. Like, people should not have mentioned that because it makes Willard look bad.
But he should look bad.
Well, they were.
Well, I mean,
should have woke up.
They were attacking Ehrman like he was a radio producer. Right. Like he was the guy booking Kevin Willard to do interviews.
Yeah,
which he's not. And again, this Drab and Valdez booked Willard to do the interview. It's not their fault that he didn't call in.
No, but it didn't make us look like douches, even though we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it makes us look terrible.
I know.
Well, all Ehrman did was state a fact.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Right. I agree.
But he was getting attacked. People don't like Ehrman already. Like, you know, people don't like him anyway because he deals with gossip and stuff. And you know what I mean?
But he was getting attacked. And I think that Willard caught wind of it, so he made it clear he overslept. Mm-hmm. There wasn't some sort of conspiracy not to be on the Junkies.
Well, that's his position.
Oh, you buy into the conspiracy?
No, I don't.
I was told he did not oversleep.
Yeah. I mean, it could be another reason, but I don't believe he overslept.
Gotcha.
I believe guys like that, they're pretty regimented. He's not just in there getting an extra hour. I doubt it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe something will happen
but
today.
But, I mean, obviously, he wasn't avoiding anything because Kevin asked him all the pertinent questions, so he wasn't avoiding anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the avoider type.
No, he's pretty open. Yeah, I'll give him that.
Anyway, you can vote at Junks Radio. Do you think after you heard what he said, where he's staying at Maryland as of right now, that he means it, he's going to stay, or do you think he's going to leave? The phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. When we come back, what happened to Jameis as the number one quarterback for the New York Giants? It was short-lived. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. If you listen to yesterday's show, Cakes borrowed EB's back padding machine.
I did, yes.
And took a mini victory lap because the New York Giants signed Jameis Winston.
My
Cakes
guy.
Had advocated for Jameis to be the starter. I think we need to pay respect, Cakes, to Jameis Winston's days as a starter in New York. They lasted basically a day because they have since signed Russell Wilson and given him a lot more money than they gave Jameis Winston.
Well, I said yesterday they gave him 2 years, $8 million. That's not starter money.
No.
He obviously wasn't going to be a starter. I mean,
I thought
Cakes had a theory maybe he'd start for like 2 weeks or something.
Well, I thought that they would like draft a quarterback and Jameis would be the mentor and would help bring the young guy along. No, they decided to do the most Giants thing ever. They just signed another old quarterback, so they've got two weird mismatched quarterbacks in their room at this point.
You know,
and Tommy DeVito.
They're not paying them any money. Like combined,
they're still in a pickle.
Yeah, they're still in a pickle. It's a bridge.
I think they're slightly better than when Winston was their starter for an entire year. Not much better, but I think they're slightly.
What this also tells me is that,
and they still could draft a quarterback.
I guess, but. It tells me they probably don't want any part of Shador at number three because it seems like Cam Ward's going to go one.
Maybe not.
So
maybe they trade back.
If you sign both Jameis and Russ, like you're not going to pick a quarterback at three, are you?
You could. They might not have confidence that Shador's going to be there at three.
Shador's going to be there at three.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Shador might be there at 13. It sounds like his stock's
Ben thinks they should take somebody in the second round. Cut DeVito and get
Jackson Dart.
Dart in the second round.
Well, I think his stock is zooming up.
But that's
up
what I'm saying. Maybe the Giants trade down out of three and they
could
still get Dart in the middle of the first or late first. If they want them. I have no idea.
But it does show you that organization reminds me of our organization over the last 20 years where they're just kind of flailing.
They're grasping at straws.
It's a Carson Wentz-like move.
I am rooting for nothing but just misfortune and peril for the Giants because they could have had a fun thing with Jameis Winston and they screwed it all up. By signing Russell Wilson,
Russ
takes care of the ball.
Understood. But Russ is seemingly good at one thing at this point in his career, throwing the moon ball. Now, that could work when you have a stud like Malik Nabers, and they did re-sign Darius Slayton, right?
Yeah, Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton's also a deep threat, so maybe it could work, but, I mean, I think you're looking at a 4 or 5, maybe 6-win team.
He had a 16-5 touchdown interception ratio last year in limited games because Justin Fields played a bunch of games. Passer rating was 95 last year. It's not horrible.
Seems to me that it's like EB said, it's a franchise just spinning its wheels.
Totally.
Like these moves, they're not going to put you over the top. They're not going to help you compete for the division title.
Think about Russell Wilson's career, too. He was in Seattle for a long time, and now this is his fourth team basically in 5 years? Fourth team in 4 years?
At Denver, Steelers, well, and now Denver. He's with the Giants.
Because I'm including Seattle.
Right. He was with Denver for two.
He's becoming a journeyman. He's
third
becoming
third team in 3 years.
He's becoming a journeyman at the end of his career.
A lot of these guys.
Third team in 3 years, four teams in 5 years. I hope he's renting.
I still think they're going to draft a quarterback.
Rent, don't buy Russ Wilson. It's probably
what
the best
move. What did he sign for? 1 year, right?
1 year, yeah.
I think they're going to draft a quarterback.
The deal could be worth up to $21 million, including a $10.5 million guarantee.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, they got no prayer going to the playoffs.
So this allows the
I don't agree with that.
All right, I'll
I think
you.
It's very
you think
unlikely.
The Giants are going to make the playoffs.
I'll bet you.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but we just saw this with Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it the year before with the Houston Texans. There will be a team that comes up that has a soft schedule, a last place schedule.
The last place schedule only affects a couple games. They've got to play the Eagles twice and the Commanders twice and Dallas twice.
Right. They're not making the playoffs. JP can be optimistic about them.
I'll give you 2-1 odds they won't make the playoffs.
I'll take 4-1.
That's how confident you are.
Yeah,
all right, I'll bet you 4-1.
Okay,
I
five bucks.
I should have middled it. 3-1.
All right, $5. There you go.
Do I want in on that too?
$20. My $20 to your $5.
What is it again to make the playoffs?
Yeah,
the Giants to make the playoffs.
I gave him 4-1 odds.
I'll take it at 3-1. If you want action over here.
Why would I lower myself to 3-1? I got 4-1.
If you're so confident in the combo of Russ and Jameis,
I didn't say I was confident. But I'm saying that
he's just not ruling.
There's going to be a team like the Giants right now that you don't predict is going to make the playoffs that will do it.
I know that's
because
the
Commanders were that team last year.
The team that's going to do it doesn't wear blue and play in New York or New Jersey.
And we don't know what's going to happen. What if they draft? What if they somehow move up to one? They draft Ward, and Ward is a stud like Stroud was the year before, like Jaden was this past season.
You know they're unlikely.
I don't think they're going
to
do that either.
If they sign both Jameis and Russ, and then part with draft capital to move from 3-1, they're not doing that. They're the dumbest franchise in the league.
Well,
I feel very confident about winning that wager. They're not making a playoffs.
I would be confident
if they were
too.
In a division that was winnable,
right?
Because every other team sucked. I'd say yes, but they're not winning.
Right? They were like in the AFC South.
Yeah, they're not winning that division.
Maybe.
Real quick, do you just want to bang out these calls so people want to still chime in on the Willard thing from the last segment? Just
sure.
Real quick. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
First of all, I do think he's going to stay.
Okay.
Secondly, I know a lot of people hated what he did at that press conference. I loved it because, one, look at all the great teams. Not all. Most of the great college basketball teams, their coaches are a little crazy. You know what I mean? They got a little edge to him. That's a little odd. Willard seems a little odd to me, but he's a great coach. Two, if he didn't say that, he would have went to Villanova. He would have been gone, and we would have got a new coach again and stuck in the same thing of barely getting any money. He put the ball essentially in Maryland's court, in the president's court, saying, hey,
nope,
we
for
want
sure.
more
it was
money.
A power move.
What
for
are you
sure.
going to do?
Yeah.
And last thing, people call Maryland a football school. What the heck have they done in football?
Hold on. Who calls Maryland a football
it's
school?
It's not that they're a As football in, school. I mean, they're more known for basketball for sure, but they're trying to compete at the highest level in football, right?
Correct.
In a major conference.
Yeah.
And so that requires resources. That's all.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened. I mean, they are middle of the
Understood.
Pack. Understood.
They're a better basketball school in that sense. They're better at basketball. But the football program eats up a ton of resources. That's all.
Yeah. But they need to invest more in basketball, period. And I think they will. Thanks, guys.
All right. I think they will.
They've got a better,
can't ignore the football program either, though.
They've got more of a statistical shot of winning the Big Ten in basketball than they do in football.
For sure.
I mean, they could finish middle of the pack in football, and that's a good year.
Right. They're never going to ascend the levels of Ohio State and Penn State.
But you have
Michigan.
To spend on football because you've got the most players, and that's where all the income is. I mean, they got football stadiums, which are much bigger than basketball arenas. So you have to put as much money as you can in the football program. But with this particular situation, Willard needs more money.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.